The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, no more anti-anxiety meds for fish or people either. Why? Because Joni Abbott is going to join us this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show from Homegrown Health. And a wonderful friend, she exudes vitamin L wherever she goes. Joni, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. I love vitamin L. I learned it from you.
Well, yeah, you know, what is that aw? What was that aw?
That was an aw moment.
That was not an aw moment.
I love my guys on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I do. You guys are fantastic.
All right. Well, Joni, we're glad to have you on board. Super Don is here. Randy's on the board. If you guys have a question or comment this hour, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. All the things linked up in the show notes. Also, Stephen Huer joins us for a segment a little while. We'll talk about skin health, hopefully protecting you from the dunderheads in Mason, Ohio, who slathered their body with carcinogenic chemicals just to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. How about taking some astaxanthin internally and protecting yourself from excessive sun exposure? All right, we'll get there in a moment. But, Joni, we got a number of questions for you this hour because there's some stories about families and children, which, is, of course, is an area that is near and dear to your heart, and you've covered issues of childbirth and getting the kids ready to come to this world and be much healthier, hopefully in a non-medical way. And, Super Don, I leave it to you to choose what story we should go to Joni for first.
Wow.
Yeah.
No pressure there.
No. Putting you on the spot.
All right. Well, listen, I'll tell you. Well, let's start out with something kind of crazy here, a little bit controversial. There's an article put out here on Natural News. Apparently, down there in Florida, which is your neck of the woods, Robert.
Oh, don't remind me.
Port St. Lucie?
Port St. Lucie, yes.
Lucie, all right. Yeah, there was a mother there. And check this out. She was arrested for felony child neglect, and she got let out on bail, but she basically got put in jail for allowing her son to walk to a neighborhood park by himself.
How old was the child?
You know what? Let's see here. The mom was 34, and the son, let's see here.
Where do we find the son's age here?
Where's the son's age? See, this is
they
how prepared
list
we are.
That's critical information. Why would they not list that they...
Well,
I mean, if it's a two-year-old baby, that's one thing. But I have a sense that it's not. That's why this is gaining such a controversy in the news story here.
Well, here's the question. How old... I mean, let's pose the question here. How old do you think a child should be before the child should be allowed to walk to a neighborhood park by themselves? Now, obviously, there are going to be some, you know, I mean, it's not just a black and white situation. If you live in the middle of a war zone, okay, maybe not such a good idea. But in just your average, you know, neighborhood, you know, is it something that should be considered a felony if you allow your child to walk to a friend's house or to a neighborhood park?
Right. Yeah, no, I don't think that it should be a felony by any means. I mean, this is the problem that we have with the lack of building community relationships like we used to have, you know, face-to-face sense of community in the neighborhoods and towns that we live in. Everybody has kind of seemed to be big brothering one another, right? If you see something suspicious, report it. Well,
just 7 years old.
Seven-year-old
son.
For me, as a parent, I would think that's a little bit too young. I would, because if they don't know how to negotiate, strangers approaching them, you know, I think it all depends on the involvement of the parents and the child's maturity level. Some kids are better capable of being able to be left alone or handle being alone or handle walking to the park. What's the child's awareness like? Do they have, you know, is there any medical issues or mental health issues that the child's facing, especially if the child, you know, has something like ADHD or autism? Is their, you know, ability to be cognitively aware, is all of that there? You know, these are the things that people cannot regulate. This is the individualism and the individual families that have to be making these decisions. If they live across the street from the park, I would probably let my 7-year-old go to the park where I could see them. You know?
Right. Yeah. Joni, I was thinking as a dad as well, what I would probably do, and this is just my perspective, a 7-year-old, I would probably tail them from a distance if they felt so independent and fine going there, just to kind of keep an eye, just part of it, but not let them know that I'm keeping an eye, because I like to encourage independence. And, of course, that's things we've done. Now, depending on the neighborhood you live in, there are certain areas of Port St. Lucie, I know, that you wouldn't want to let your kids run around in like this. But if you're in a certain neighborhood, you feel good. And if they're out with other friends and there are other families that are there, perhaps. But again, in this story, they say that a concerned neighbor or whatever called the cops. The cops found out where the kid lived. They brought the kid home, and instead said, hey, lady, this neighborhood may not be the safest to do that in. They immediately arrested her. And they see, that's where I think the police state has gone bonkers. I mean, what good does it serve to arrest a mom in that situation? Rather than, if you're a concerned, let's say even police officer, you say, hey, maybe not a good idea, but really, you arrest somebody for this?
Yeah, that is going a little overboard. Why not just say to the mom, hey, we kind of got you on watch, you know, we don't think it's the right age. And really, there's a lot of, regarding legislation, and laws, there are a lot of black and white areas, gray areas, where one age in particular cannot be totally determined as to, you know, how old the child is or should be left alone. I even knew a mom who was a social worker, and she said that she could leave her 10-year-old home alone, but wouldn't leave her 16-year-old home alone.
Right, right. You know what? I would say if we're going to arrest moms or moms-to-be, arrest them for exposing their children to dangerous chemicals that could harm them in utero. And I don't know, maybe I'm exaggerating here too, but for effect, I think what's really dangerous to these kids, and here's a story on healthfinder.gov. talking about triclosan and different antibacterials that are being found in the mother's urine, umbilical cord blood. And, of course, these are endocrine disruptors. This is where you're doing real harm to the baby before the baby even has a chance.
Right. And even then, in utero, what most people make the mistake of believing is that children are born sterile, or they're born with a clean slate and a clear health, you know, clear bill of health. And we make that mistake right now in our culture, thinking that a child is born with a perfect immune system and they're strong and able to withstand things, when really, you know, in the cord blood, with over 200 toxins plus showing up now in umbilical cord blood, things like glyphosate showing up in mom's breast milk, we are inundated with, you know, toxic soup of chemicals, and that is that's starting our kids out with, like, in the red as far as health is concerned. And my biggest concern is the microbiome, the gut. If they are having antibacterial show up in utero, that means that the healthy bacterial bugs and the gut bugs that do establish a child's immune system for the rest of their life, that means that they're in danger of already having inflammation and setting them up for long-term illness.
Yeah, this triclosan used in 2,000 everyday consumer products, including toothpaste, soaps, detergents, carpets, paints, school supplies, and toys. And even the big bad boys and girls like Avon, Procter & Gamble, and J&J are announced that they're phasing out this in their products. And I'm only, like, facetiously saying arrest the moms who expose. I mean, really, if we want to go to the responsible parties, we go to those experts, the medical doctors, who refuse to acknowledge that these chemicals, even at parts per million, are disrupting endocrine integrity in the babies yet to be born.
Right. And that, like I said, that just sets them up for long-term illness. And then when you talk about a traumatic birth experience, which many people have in the hospitals, you've got, you know, them giving antibiotics for GBS and, you know, directly into the mother's bloodstream, or you know, inserting things in the baby's eyes, doing vitamin K shots. I mean, all of these things are just massive contributors, and it just starts a downward spiral for the health of the baby long term. You know, I got into an argument with a guy last night. Not really an argument, but a debate, a friendly conversation with a coworker who believes GMOs are okay. And we talked about what it does internally, and he was saying, well, the babies are living longer. And I'm like, yeah, but the quality of their life sucks because they've got rheumatoid arthritis or they've got, you know, allergies and asthma, and they're lifelong pharmaceutical patients before they're even born.
Incredible.
Great point.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. And listen, we... you know, and one of the things, of course, that I admire so much about you, Joni, your outspokenness on you know, families getting together and birthing in ways that are not medicalizing it. You know, recognizing there's a place for medicine, but and most people have in this country had OBGYNs deliver babies, and it's very common to go into the OBGYNs after the birth, and you'll see a collage of baby pictures that were delivered. But now it turns out there might be a felony violation of HIPAA to do this. The doctors might have to pull all this stuff down.
That would be fine. I would be okay with that because, you know, nobody needs to know who the patients are. They want to, you know, I agree with that. I hope that they hold them accountable. But, you know, I'm a little skeptical on that because, you know, the things that are so blatantly obvious to us in the natural health world as far as what are assailants and things that are harmful to children and babies and families that should be criminalized and prosecuted are not.
You know what? I want to go into like a post office and see pictures of all the pediatricians that vaccinate these babies.
On the most wanted list of the thing.
like for Hep B, you know? To show the criminals in medicine. That would be an appropriate use of pictures and collages.
Couldn't there be some like some kind of privacy law that could be maybe applied to that? You got pictures of people up on the wall at the post office.
I don't know what violation it would be.
I guess it wouldn't be a HIPAA law, but
it would be a DOD, Department of Defense law somehow. I don't know.
I mean, listen, when I've walked into doctor's offices, you know, and you see the collage up on the thing here, and here's all the, oh, look at the cute babies. Oh, look at that baby. Look at that baby. I never really considered that to be some type of violation of privacy. I mean, you know, that's just my opinion, but
the average person thinks it that way. But seriously, think of it. When you look at all of those pictures and you say, how many of those little babies were violated by the doctors after they were born with a needle?
Or even during the birth process.
Sure. Yeah. No. See? All right. See, we got perspectives here you will not hear anywhere else in broadcast media, including on Homegrown Health. And Joni will tell you about that. We've got to take a break. We've got a segment with Stephen Huer, and then Joni will be back with us. But first, we're going to talk skin health. Get ready. Happy, healthy skin next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And we're back, and Stephen Huer is here with the Heart of Healing. And we've got to do the Heart of Healing, although it addresses the external earth suit that we're wearing here, Stephen. It's summertime, sunburn, skin health. What can you help us with?
I like to get people introduced to astaxanthin as the product to take in high dosages. It's just a natural pigment. They derive it from an algae. And this particular plant pigment is very effective as an antioxidant. And to take it in 12 milligrams three times a day, and that sort of like gets into the skin and protects you from the sun. So you have your own natural internal sunscreen going on that's not negative in any way like sunscreens can be. Mm-hmm. That's what we've had like very fair-skinned person at our office use and go into the sun and not burn at all. That's the number one thing for fair-skinned people. And then if somebody's already had a burn, we recommend a product called Never Again. So it's just a simple probiotic broth that you spray on your skin, absorbs in, sort of helps facilitate the healing and the elimination of the pain associated with sunburns. But to prevent sunburns, we like to get people on high dosages of the astaxanthin, 12 milligrams three times a day, and they should be much happier when they're in their sun.
I love the name of that Never Again, because you know how it is when you get a sunburn, you promise I'm never going to let that happen again. You know, so that is a perfect name for that.
Yes, well said. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Super. Now, the astaxanthin is interesting. Mike Adams, the health ranger, has written about it a lot over the years as well, and I've seen evidence to support exactly what you're saying. And, of course, you have the heart of a healer to recognize this, that we look to protect the skin not from external sources necessarily, but by having the established nutritional, let's say, availability from within. And that astaxanthin, I've seen people on it that used to burn that don't burn when they have adequate quantities in their body.
Oh, I'm so glad you've got the same case histories or similar stories that you've experienced the same thing. Yep.
So the astaxanthin we can get through you is synergistic nutrition. We've got One World Way, of course. If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Stephen Huer, you can go back. We've got so many wonderful archive interviews with you, Stephen. We're doing some quicker hits through the summer months, next number of months together. We call it the heart of healing because you have the heart of a healer. And if we look to skin health, as I said, shore up the internal milieu and you can withstand more sun. And that's a good thing because remember, the sun is like I've heard it described as sort of like God's love and light, just warming us and nourishing us from an energetic perspective.
Yeah, and considering that some people out there have actually become breatharians and use sunlight as a source of energy that actually physically sustains them in addition to water is another impressive feat that some humans have, yogis have achieved.
Yeah, I can't
so
say
sun,
that
sun
I've
must be a food.
I have not achieved that yet, sure enough, I acknowledge that anything is possible here. But in the meantime, what are we going to do? Something very practical. And you can get through oneworldway.com. That's 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. The astaxanthin is available. We recommend 12 milligrams 3 times per day, particularly, as again, if you're out in the summer months and you don't want to get burned, build that up from the inside. Now, there are a few other things real quick we want to get to, like skin abnormalities, skin tags or different things.
Yes.
Are there successful treatments for that?
We've had a lot of success with the skin abnormalities. It's called PDQ Skin Cream. Wonderful product. I had one of these abnormalities on my scalp. I put a little bit of this particular plant cream on top of that abnormality, and it killed it. It's just like any abnormal tissue, this plant material somehow penetrates selectively the abnormal tissue, and then within a couple of days, the tissue is dead, and then it naturally comes off the body after the body separates it from the rest of the body. Mm. And it's been very successful for people with skin abnormalities. With regards to skin tags and moles, we've had success with a product called C-Herb, and this is a particularly potent herbal paste, and you just eat small amounts of it, you know, put it onto the actual skin tag or the mole, and then apply a Band-Aid over it and wear that for, you know, continuous new applications once a day for 3 days or so. And it kills that mole skin tag. And then another 5-7 days goes by before it separates and falls off the body. So those two products, PDQ Skin Cream and C-Herb, are ways to address these skin abnormalities and or moles and skin tags in your own privacy of your own home.
Yeah, I do have a lot of requests for information about that. Of course, homeopathically, we do certain remedies that we could take internally. And homeopaths know about certain herbs that can help topically. This is not as caustic as some of those things like the black salve, though, is it?
No, it's not. The sea herb is a little bit caustic, and that you have to be careful with regards to just putting it on the area.
Okay.
But it's still minor when you use it correctly on the moles and skin
Beautiful.
Tags. It still works great.
All right. More information can be gotten at oneworldway.com. W-H-E-Y is oneworldway.com. 888-988-3325. Heart of Healing with Stephen Huer. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if you missed any of the interview with Stephen Buer, you can check it out, One World Way, WHUY.com, 888-988-3325. Really great detailed insights and products to address skin health issues, skin tags, moles, other abnormalities, PDQ skin treatments, things like that. They're linked up. In fact, there's a broad category of skin health that if you go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com for today's show, you can actually see or click the link. It's a hyperlink after Stephen Ewer's name in the show notes today. You'll see that. 888-988-3325. And there we go. Super Don, are your skin healthy and happy? Because we got to look good for Joni, you know.
Yes. Right? Shiny, happy people holding hands.
Right.
Thank you,
exactly.
Stephen Huber. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Well, listen, we got another question of the day. We're going to bring Joni in on this one as well. Joni, you with us? Joni is there. I think Joni is here.
Yeah, she's there.
I'm here. She's here.
Hey, there's... Joni. Oh, before we get into the question of the day, second question of the day, I'm not going to play any precursor for it. I want to know, Joni, how can people listen to your radio broadcast? How often does it happen? What time? All that fun stuff.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I get brand spanking new shows on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern on naturalnewsradio.com. And they can follow me on Facebook under Homegrown Health and also find me on Twitter at HGH Radio. Thank you.
Cool. And we got you linked up there.
Human Growth Hormone Radio. Yeah.
It's not. That's it's right. not. It's Homegrown Health. Homegrown Health. Did you say Robert
hey, but
spanking
it's good
new
for
shows?
The human. Yeah, brand new spanking shows. And it's good for the human growth hormone because once you learn that you can turn those back on into your body through hormonal intelligence, then you will be able to live a happy, spunky life.
There you
Did
go.
You say spunky or funky?
Both. You know, whichever.
All right, clunky, right. Just depending on what's going on at the moment, right?
Right. All right, so here's our next question of the day, and Joni will help us with this one, too. This is coming from Susan Wallner. She says, my daughter is heading off to college in a few weeks, and the university requires immunizations. I will just say that I'm just going to interrupt her letter there, that it's vaccinations because you're not actually immunizing anything, but that's the nitpickler in me. Is that a nitpickler or a nitpicker?
Nitpickler?
Do you pick pickles, pickled nits? No, I don't think you pickle nits.
Could it be a nitty picklery? I don't know.
A nitty picklery. I don't know. But
nice.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, she says she lives in Illinois. I think you know Illinois, yeah. Joni.
I know Illinois.
Yeah. And in elementary school and high school, I've written religious exemptions to opt out of vaccinations, and I've been able to do so with little trouble. I'm finding college to not be as accommodating. Any particular phrase or threat from a particular organization that I can use? That's an interesting question. I kind of get where she's coming from. She says, we've gone sure. this long without immunizations, and thank God I have a relatively healthy child who rarely gets a cold. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed and looking for some guidance. Thank you so much. I love what you do. Well, Susan, I love you as a mom for protecting your child even through the college years. That's wonderful. And Joni, you and I, we have kids, but not together, but we have kids. They're not at college age yet either. And I would be concerned too if they tried to say, oh, no, now you're going to have to get shot up to come to college. There are ways to address this, are there not?
Yes, there are. And in fact, one of the best resources for parents to go to is VacLib, V-A-C-L as in L. L as in Liam, I guess. L as in
L. As in L. I like that.
L as in L. VacLib, L-I-B, short for library, I think. VacLib.org. And type in your state. You can look up all the exemptions for college. I have it pulled up here. And there are several different things that mom can do here for her child. First of all, you know, we are covered under religious and medical exemptions in the state of Illinois. Under, you know, there's a code, there's a university immunization law for the state of Illinois College. Under, I guess you can tell you this code 77ILL. It's an administrative code. There are a lot of religious template forms on this website, including the religious exemption form. So one of the things that she can remind them of is of the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It was amended in 1980. It, you know, goes against the guidelines on discrimination because of religion. She can print off some of these forms or, you know, type in her information as it applies, and she should be fine. And she can also remind them that they would be violating the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and even cite U.S. Supreme Court level in the Frazee versus Illinois Department of Security 489 U.S. 829. It was in that ruling, it was found that a state may not deny an exemption simply because a person is not a member of a formal religious organization. Also, so if she's not like attending a specific church, she can also still claim religious exemption under that law.
Beautifully done. Beautifully said. And yes, VacLib.org. I've used that website over the years for the same purposes. And Susan, I hope that's helpful to you. And for those of you, if that went too quickly, it'll be available to download in the archives later. Also, Super Don puts it up as a little mini YouTube, our questions of the day and answers. at RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. So other option to get this out. And of course, it is back to school in August for so many, and many of the folks out there that don't listen to this show are duped into believing that if you don't get your shots, you don't get to send your kid to school. And I think that's something we need to once again visit here in conjunction with our college age concerns at the younger ages that no, they cannot deny you. Although if you are able to not send your kids to government indoctrination centers, we are all for that as well. Homeschooling being optimal, if not some sort of private facility, Montessori or other program that more fits in line with your belief system and one that you will have to do the least amount of deprogramming from to get your kids acclimated to what really life is all about.
Right, right. And, you know, the more versatile your children can be in, you know, even in how they interact with people outside of their own peer group, you know, really it was Darwinian, and I'd have to go through all of this research and take you back to the theory of evolution, and that's exactly how they started doing peer segregation. That was kind of at the root of why we have peer segregated groups and classes and things like that. And I find that children and students are really hard pressed to relate to younger and older crowds if once they're outside of their own peer group. And that's not how normal life works. We are meant to interact with everybody from every age group. And that's something that I find is different among homeschooled children or children in private school who, you know, may share a classroom with other age groups.
I've been fortunate with Joni working with the Montessori program where they had, you know, mixed ages together and the older kids taught the younger kids. And there was like a normal human interaction. I like that idea. And of course, families learning together if you can homeschool multiple children. And the thing is about homeschooler, it's not like someone on the hard left will say, oh, well, these people are being indoctrinated in ways that are not social, you know. And it's not true because most every homeschooler you have is well adjusted, and they have actually been able to interact with other families with homeschool children much more than has been led to believed by a left leaning press that wants everybody in a government indoctrination school.
Right, right. And, you know, Lee Rockwell wrote one of the best articles on what socialization truly is. And if we really look at how a child learns how to socialize, they're learning from us from the time they're born. Mm-hmm. So they are watching us interact in everyday situations, whether it's on the phone, out in public, at the bank, at the grocery store, with our friends, with our other children, with our partners. I mean, it's all inclusive. Everything matters. It all counts together. So this idea that socialization has to occur in an institutionalized setting among the same age peer group, it is good for them to have that interaction, but it's not necessary and it's not the only form of interaction and socialization that they have or should have in this life, because that is not really how it works. As adults, we're interacting mm-hmm. with everybody from all age groups.
Right, and I want to take it up to the college level as well. The college experience is one of massive partying, and you're away from mom and dad. Now I'm saying there's ever an exception of a kid that doesn't go to college and stays straight laced, so to speak. But you end up going, for the most part, into massive debt to learn things that you're only going to have to unlearn later. Now, I can hear a lot of gasps and screams from certain parents in my audience when I say that. I am not saying that you should never have your kid go to college, but I want to weigh it out against what you're sending them to learn and how much money you may end up indebted for them just to get out with a degree that they're now going to have to unlearn the stuff in order to apply and live and survive and ultimately thrive in our culture. So I want people to think very carefully about whether college, university, is important and vital and valid for a future that is going to be radically different than the one we've come to know in our lifetime.
I think we lost Joni.
Did we lose Joni? Bummer. I was hoping for a response to Joni. Maybe we can get her back in there.
I heard the click. Well, we're waiting for her to reconnect. You know, there's one other story here that we were considering to talk about today. Where in the state of Oregon, did we want to talk about that now, or you just want to do that in the next segment?
We've got a few minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and we knew this was going to be coming as we see the attitudes and the opinions of medical marijuana changing throughout the country. Oregon actually is, I believe, going to be the next state that's going to legalize it at basically the same as Colorado and Washington coming up in November. Mm-hmm. But what we've got is we've got a situation where this little girl, Michaela, All right. She was diagnosed with cancer, and she takes a full cannabis extract. She happens to be the state's youngest medical cannabis patient here in the state of Oregon. Just recently, the governor here, Governor Kitzhaber, decreed that all 65,000 Oregon medical marijuana program patients are now prohibited from being on the property of a state licensed daycare facility.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it about the parents that are utilizing medical marijuana, or is it about the children who are on medical marijuana?
Here's the thing. When you put out a policy like this, it's just a blanket policy in saying that if you are under the influence of marijuana, period, that you cannot step on the property or the premises of a state licensed daycare facility. What you're missing here are the people that truly are going to be victims, like little Michaela, who has cancer. She takes 2 grams of this full extract cannabis oil every day. So technically, this would cause her, by the law and by this decree by Governor Kitzhaber, to be under the influence of marijuana 24 hours a day, which then would make her unable to be able to step foot on the premises of a state licensed
daycare. It's not like little Michaela is going around to her other daycare friends going, "Hey, you want to smoke a doobie with me?" She's using the stuff for health and healing. Oh, man. Oh, we got to talk about this. Joni's back. We're going to join all of us together to wrap up today's broadcast with the Robert Scott Bell Show. The links are up, and Joni's beautiful picture is there, too, at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clodella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, wrapping it up, Sunday edition of the Robert Scadell Show, back on Monday. Well, if Dr. Batar joins me from New Zealand, of all places, my goodness, where is he? It's like, where's Waldo? Dr. Batar on the road again. So we'll get to that. But Joni Abbott's with us, Homegrown Health, and we lost you for a little bit, but we're glad to have you back on. One of the things I was talking about was the college-university perspective, but before we get there, the whole banning kids and adults who are utilizing lawful and legal medical cannabis for their conditions. They're banning them from daycare in, is that Oregon? Is it really in Oregon?
It is. Embarrassingly, yes, it is, yeah, Oregon.
It's not Super Don's fault, though. So, Joni, what do you think?
Well, my whole thought is psychotropic drugs, where some of the side effects can be suicide or, you know, killings, murders. And so if somebody's on Xanax or Prozac or Zoloft, there can be really negative side effects, detrimental side effects, psychotropic drugging. And why wouldn't that be included? If they're going to talk about drugs and anybody being under the influence, there are more people under the influence of prescriptions, psychotropics, than there are people under the, you know, influence of prescription marijuana, which has, you know, no side effects and has never been known for, you know, to kill somebody. They might drive a little slowly and be hungry, but other than that,
Yeah, I was thinking that
there would just like, be more snack. There'd be more snack time at the daycare center, right?
The daycare.
I think the biggest thing the parents would have to worry about would be the healthcare providers actually stealing the kids' snacks that they pack along.
Yeah. Right. No, that's an excellent,
that's
most excellent
matching,
point.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean,
let me ask you, Joni, moving from the daycare to the college, which is another form of daycare for teenagers and young adults. is it worth going into debt to just have to unlearn stuff? And I know that to some parents, it's like it's sacrosanct because, you know, we were all programmed. You've got to go to university. But I don't believe everybody needs to go there. In fact, even if you do go, you'll find that you'll have to unlearn a lot. And I don't want people going into debt to go through that experience.
Well, you know, it's really a very difficult situation because we put so much pressure on young children to do college prep. I mean, they're doing college prep in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade now. So, you know, most kids can't even decide, you know, that they want to have a boyfriend or girlfriend at that age, and most relationships last 2 weeks anyway. In those grade schools and high school relationships, how in the heck are they going to make a decision for what they want to do for the rest of their life? That's a lot of pressure, and that's a lot of debt to go into. I actually found through homeschooling and different homeschooling resources and different magazines that there's actually a college education course you can sign up for a fraction of the cost, and you do not have to go into the institutions, but they prep you and teach you how to take the tests. You get the education you need, but a lot of it is self-taught. And if you do have clinicals or labs that you have to go into to do, they'll help you work with the colleges in order to get those credit hours. But then you get it, you can get it much quicker, and you don't have to go into debt for it. And, you know, I'll have to find the name of this program, but there are 16- and 17-year-olds getting their bachelor's degrees just because they have to pass the test that is necessary to accumulate that degree.
Mm. Well, like I said, it's an individual choice, but I recognize that in my life, the things that I'm doing as a homeopath and as a talk host, did I need to go to university? Not necessarily, like I said, but I did in one sense because I had to learn what I had to unlearn to be able to communicate the things that they taught all of us that were absolutely wrong, based in misinformation and the like. So I'm not going to be here to say it. I'm going to deny you the experience of university. If you want to go for it, go for it. But go in with your eyes open and recognize that it isn't a guaranteed pathway to success, especially as the economy is shifting here in the 21st century.
Right, right, absolutely. And I mean, I don't know what's going on with the whole Student Loan Forgiveness Act, but I mean, when the government has to have an act like that, that ought to tell you something about the amount of money that and wages people aren't able to make in order to pay off the debt that they accrued in order to make money. You know, it's all about accruing debt to make money. You got to spend money to make money. And I don't think that's necessary either, Robert, and I'm right there with you. I think we are students of life and that we can continue to learn throughout the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Hey, Joni, I wanted to talk to you about L.A., but we're out of time, so we'll have to get you back on your experience in Los Angeles. There's some great things that you had I've been following, and we'll get you back on to do it. In L.A., there is the Cancer Control Society coming up Labor Day weekend. Also, right before that, another mini Autism One conference. I know Ty Bollinger is going to be there. Dr. Daniel Newsom is going to speak there. I'm hoping to be out there. We don't know yet for sure. Also, the week after that, we'll be out with Jonathan Emord at his major event, getting an award with other folks like Sherry Tenpenny, Mike Adams, and I think Ty's going to join us there as well. But Joni, lots of love and hugs to you. Thank you for being here this Sunday afternoon.
Thank you so much. Donna Navarro is going to be out there too for the Jonathan Emord event. So, but lots
beautiful.
Of love to you too, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
Lots of hugs all the way around. Super Don, thank you. Randy, thank you. You know what I have to say. We'll be back tomorrow, but until then, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.